President Obama's re-election sent a message to state capitals. They must get on board with the president's health care overhaul. And even in Florida, where Republican leaders led the legal battle against Obamacare, there's recognition now that the state has to act fast to comply with the new law. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, Republicans are having trouble convincing Tea Party activists that the fight is over.
As President Obama has memorably said, elections have consequences. Ask Florida's Governor Rick Scott, a former hospital executive who got into politics to fight the president's health care overhaul. While Obamacare was still in the courts, Scott said he didn't yet consider it the law of the land. Even after it was upheld by the Supreme Court, the governor refused to implement the law, waiting for the election. After November 6, however, Scott had a change in tone.
Well, you know, Governor Romney did not win the election, so that was not an option to repeal Obamacare. So my goal now is focus on what's good for our citizens.
Florida is one of several states that haven't decided yet whether to create their own health care exchanges or give that job to the federal government. Florida also will have to decide whether to take part in one aspect of the Affordable Care Act the Supreme Court says is optional, expanding Medicaid to include millions of uninsured Floridians. 2.5 years after it was signed into law, a special committee of state senators met this week in Tallahassee to finally begin considering those questions. Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel asked the law's opponents to remember that with the third highest number of uninsured residents in the nation, Florida stands to gain a lot from Obamacare.
We need to adjust our attitudes so we make sure that everybody has health insurance and a health care policy that's affordable and accessible.
But while Republicans on the Senate committee showed a willingness to adjust their attitudes and get on with the law, many attending the hearing did not. Pastor James Hall of the Baptist Coalition of North Florida called on senators to reject what he called an unlawful federal mandate.
This law is clearly a violation of the Constitution and states' rights. And James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, and Alexander Hamilton say that such a law is not valid.
Dozens of Tea Party members from across the state were there. One after another, conservative opponents called on legislators to reject Obamacare on the grounds that it's unconstitutional. Chris Ann Hall, a constitutional attorney, warned the committee that if it doesn't act, many Floridians are prepared to do so.
If you do not stand now, what will you do to protect your citizens when they lawfully and constitutionally stand and say, we will not comply?
It was a lively and emotional episode at the end of what had been a dry, policy-heavy hearing. But after listening to several speakers, Chris Smith, a Democratic senator and an African-American, spoke up.
It's hard to sit here and be silent and listen to some of this.
Smith talked about the civil rights struggle and other times when the federal government had to step in to enforce laws over objections from the states.
The federal government had to step in because our Constitution is an imperfect document. If it was perfect, you would not have amendments to it.
Afterwards, the head of the Special Senate Committee, Joe Negron, was asked about the audience's heated opposition to the law.
I didn't hear hate. I heard passion. Citizens care deeply about their health care and about the future of their health care in Florida, and they're passionate about their points of view.
Florida Governor Scott has asked for a meeting with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to help Florida determine how to proceed. The deadline for states to decide whether they want to create their own health care exchanges is next week. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.